Rondo, the magician.
And now, Erica, for you.
Rondo, help me.
That'll be enough for today, Velasquez.
Nobody strikes Velasquez. Nobody. I teach you a lesson.
Rondo, look out.
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of Chandu the Magician.
It's really amazing the way tomorrow creeps up on us. Why, it seems as though it were only the other day when you said, 10 years from now, when the kids are ready for college, or in a few more years when we're ready to build a home of our own. But what about those dreams? Are they coming true? If not, perhaps it's time for a look at the situation. You see, dreaming is a pleasant occupation, but it doesn't realize the goals we have set for the future. For results, you've got to translate those dreams into action, step by step. And United States savings bonds are the ideal stepping stones. Start buying United States savings bonds today. Use the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Buy now, buy regularly, and you'll discover that you won't be worrying about tomorrow at all. And now, tonight's story of magic and mystery.
He isn't a bad sort of guy, really. Of course, most men distrust him somewhat because he's just too good-looking, and his line with the girls is just too smooth and convincing. And he talks a lot. About everything. And they call him a wise guy and a smart aleck. But we shouldn't be too hard on him. He's in for a very unpleasant surprise. You see, he thinks he knows everything. But there's one thing he doesn't know. He's going to die tomorrow.
Chandu, the magician.
So the big boss said to me, Carol, I ought to fire you. But how can he fire me? I'm the top man in the outfit.
I dare say.
And now that things are getting tight back in the States and we have to open up new sources of supply, who gets sent here to Bolivia to dig up more crude rubber? Naturally, Bill Carroll. Oh, but we've been sitting here talking about me for hours. That's not right. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me, eh?
Really, Mr. Carroll, I have an engagement.
See, what are you doing here in La Paz, Mr. Chandler,
Frank Chandler.
I used to go with a girl back in college. She came from here. La Paz, Bolivia. Well, she went back home to inherit a rubber plantation. And, well, I'll get her company to sell my company the rubber. Smart, eh? Have a drink on me. I mean, on my expense account. Are you a businessman, Mr. Chandler?
No.
Are you traveling for your health?
No.
You're a quiet sort of a guy, aren't you?
Occasionally.
Now, that's smart. I never did like these guys who talk too much. Well, here comes Rita now. Oh, watch this. I'll give her a brief shot of romance and then push through this deal. Are you familiar with big business, Mr. Chandler?
Not very.
Well, just watch this. You'll see how the big boys like myself operate. Waiter, give this note to the piano player, please.
Si, senor.
Rita! Hello, honey. You remembered me. You came.
Mr. Carroll, how do you do?
What's with this, Mr. Carroll? Remember the night I took you to my fraternity dance? I gave you my pin. You can't call me Mr. Honey. The name is Bill.
May I present Dr. Coleman?
How do you do?
And this gentleman is Frank Chandler. I met him on the plane.
Dr. Coleman?
And now that we've all been polite, let's sit. What's everybody having?
Nothing for Miss Gomez.
Oh, but please, Doctor, I am so hungry.
I have planned your diet for our visit here, Rita. The food in this place is too rich.
Well, aren't you feeling well, Rita?
Well, I... What is that song he's playing?
Ah, you remember. You remember.
Miss Gomez is suffering from a nervous disorder. I brought her here to consult with several specialists.
What diagnosis have the specialists made? Dr. Coleman, did you say your name was?
Barita, how's the production on your rubber plantation, eh?
My plantation?
There is no production. We've shut down.
But I thought...
I think you visited long enough, Rita. Say goodbye to the gentleman.
Could I please have some ice cream, Dr. Coleman?
No.
But we never make any at home.
Say goodbye to the gentleman.
Well, Rita, when can I see you?
I'm afraid you cannot. Miss Gomez is quite ill. Rita, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Carroll. And Mr.
Chandler.
Goodbye, Mr. Chandler.
Gentlemen.
Well, Mr. Carroll, is that the way you big fellows operate?
I can't understand it. That girl used to be crazy about me.
Is that the way you big businessmen close a million-dollar deal?
Oh, shut up.
Dance. Bill is taking me. Who are you?
Dr. Coleman. Dr. Coleman, come here.
What is it, Pedescus?
Oh, who is he?
The girl, the girl. I told you we should not have brought her here.
Who are you? Who are you?
Rita. You're becoming delirious again.
I do not know you. What are you doing here? Where am I?
You are in La Paz, Bolivia. Soon we shall leave for the plantation.
But Bill is here. He is taking me to the dance.
Her memory has returned to that point.
Bill, the dance, Bill will be here.
Rita, relax. Be calm.
Who are you?
I said relax.
But I can't.
I am Coleman. I am Dr. Coleman. Oh,
doctor, do not hit me. Do not hit me.
You will listen to me?
I cannot. Yes. Yes, Dr. Coleman.
Now, Rita, who is Bill?
Bill? I do not know anyone named Bill.
Go to your room.
Yes, Dr. Coleman.
What sort of a spell do you weave?
Do not ask too many questions, Velasquez. You see now why it was safe to bring her to La Paz? When I heard this fool was looking for her, I thought it best to bring her here and discourage him. Otherwise, the idiot would have blundered out to the plantation.
So, we could have killed him. And Coleman, when shall we finally eliminate the girl?
Do not become impatient, my bloodthirsty comrade. You will have plenty of chances to kill people very soon.
Imagine I fly all the way from New York to see this girl so I can close a deal.
And she doesn't even remember you.
Not only that, her plantation isn't producing any more rubber. Now what am I going to tell the boss?
That's your problem.
I don't like the looks of that doctor. I wish I could talk to the girl alone.
Oh, excuse me. Are you Mr. Chandler?
Yes.
Oh, you are busy now.
Mr. Carroll has just remembered an important engagement.
Huh? Oh, okay. I can take a hint.
You're Erica?
Yes.
You said you were a young woman.
I am. 5 years in a Nazi concentration camp did nothing to improve my looks.
Now, you can identify this Dr. Bauer.
I am happy to assist your government. I know Bauer is in Bolivia somewhere. He has probably had plastic surgery, but sooner or later I will find that butcher and recognize him.
You realize, of course, he'll have no difficulty in recognizing you.
I am willing to run that risk, especially since Chandu will be here.
I hope you haven't told anyone who I am.
I have told no one.
I don't want Bauer to be tipped off that we're after him. Fewer people who know.
Wait, there's the man who will help us. I asked him to come here. Oh, Senor Velasquez.
Who is he?
Ah, buenos dias, Erika.
Velasquez is a private detective, the best in the city of La Paz.
Senor, you are Norte Americano, no? What do you want with Bauer?
Bauer was to have been tried as a war criminal. He escaped from Germany and made his way to Bolivia. If he's still here, I want to find him. Now, you're familiar with the city, and I could use a man like you.
Why should I help you? What is in this for me?
Listen, Velasquez. Bauer was one of the most fearful murderers the world has ever known. He experimented on human beings. Thousands of people died to further his diet.
Go on! The dog! The heartless butcher!
And since you're a private detective, you can expect to be paid.
Money? Must you promise him and money to seek out a swine like that? I will do it free, gratis, for nothing.
Thank you, Velasquez.
I will go now. I will put my genius to work. Have no fear, senor. We shall trap this swine. Hasta pronto.
Erica, you knew Bauer quite well.
Yes.
He may have changed his face, but there are things a man can't disguise.
Hey,
for example...
Chandler.
Well...
Look, do me a favor.
Mr. Carroll, I'm quite busy.
That Dr. Coleman, he's in the dining room, and he's sitting at the table with that guy.
Velasquez.
Yeah, the hopstick. Probably telling him to keep an eye on me, but here's my chance to sneak upstairs and see if I can't talk to Rita alone.
Why are you telling me all this?
There's a phone right here by the wall. If you see the doc leave his table, give me a ring, huh? The number is 317.
What makes you think...
Come on, us Americans are going to stick together.
woman sitting across the room. She looks familiar. Where have I seen her?
You have other more important problems, Coleman. The man she is talking to...
Mr. Chandler, I believe.
He is also known as Chandu, the magician.
Chandu?
He has enlisted my aid in finding you.
An American secret agent.
The woman is Erica. She is helping him also.
Erica? Erica Tausig. She was a dentist. She was my dentist back in Germany. She did not agree with us politically. Leskis.
Yeah?
Leskis. Young man. Stupid one. Can it be that he too is an American agent?
Suspect everyone. Where is he?
He was sitting at their table. Perhaps he's gone up to see Rita. Hurry, Velasquez. There is no time to lose.
Rita! Rita!
Who are you?
Now, I've got to talk to you. I've just got to.
Who are you?
I'm Bill. Don't you remember I took you to the senior prom when we were at State?
Senior prom? What is a senior prom?
They had Charlie Charest in his band. Charlie thought you were the prettiest girl on the floor, and he kept playing that song because it had your name in it.
Bill!
Yes, Bill. Bill Carroll.
Oh, Bill, you have come back to take me to the dance. Oh, I am not ready.
Now, what are you talking about, kid? The dance was 4 years ago. You went back home here to Bolivia, remember?
My plantation.
Yeah.
Oh, the doctor. Dr. Coleman. Oh, Bill, help me.
Rita, what's the matter?
Help me.
Oh, wait. Yeah?
Take off, Carol. Your boy is heading upstairs.
Oh, Bill, get me away from
here.
Hey,
Mr. Chandler.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but I've tipped you off.
Look, I need your help. We're both Americans. Get up here, please.
Bill, Dr. Coleman. He's...
What are you doing here?
Rita's going with me. I'm taking her to a hospital. I'm going to find
out... Leave the room, please, Rita. I've ordered you not to talk with strangers.
I...
You disobeyed my orders.
Please, Dr. Coleman.
Rita, you're coming with me. Out of my way, buddy, unless you're looking for a fat lip.
Leskis, I think it is time you took over.
With pleasure.
Now, my friend...
That doesn't scare me. Gun and all, I'll take the two of you.
Look out for him, Leskis.
Oh!
Sit in that chair, Rita. Sit in that chair.
Yes.
Leskis, place the gun in her hand. Be calm, Rita. Be perfectly calm. I am here. I will help you. Leskis, open the door.
In just a few moments, we shall bring you the second act of Chandu the Magician.
If we know that a story we listen to has actually happened to real people, we find it quite fascinating. So it is with the stories you hear on This Is Your FBI every Friday night. Each is adapted from a case from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. No wonder these programs are filled with action and suspense. The very lives of the men in the FBI are packed with excitement and danger. Speaking of identifying ourselves with dramatizations in This Is Your FBI, it is one of the purposes of the program that you do so. Everything you can learn about how criminals operate is protection for you. The scope of the FBI is nationwide, and when J. Edgar Hoover's boys get on the trail, it's curtains for the rackets. The other purpose of the show is sheer entertainment. Don't miss This Is Your FBI this Friday night. It's heard on the American Broadcasting Company Network. And now, back to tonight's story of intrigue and magic.
His name is Bill Carroll. He has deep blue eyes and wavy blonde hair. Back at college, he was voted most likely to succeed. He has a wonderful job and a fat bank account. 10 seconds ago, there were millions of young men who'd have given anything to be in his shoes. But not now. Now his money, his looks, his talent are of no earthly use to him. He is lying on the floor in a hotel room in La Paz, Bolivia. He has just been murdered.
Chandu, the magician.
Open the door, Velasquez.
Dr. Coleman. Dr. Coleman.
Say nothing, my dear. You are upset, nervous. Fortunately, I am here.
What happened here? Bill!
She killed him. But it was self-defense.
Now, just a minute.
As a physician, I prescribed the rest and quiet. I knew this fellow would try to see her. I went downstairs to find the hotel detective. The scoundrel took advantage of my absence and tried to break in here.
That is correct. As I returned with Dr. Coleman, we heard screams.
I have my revolver in the drawer. She shot him just as we came upstairs.
Self-defense, pure and simple.
Not so simple, perhaps.
You doubt my word, sir?
He is telling the truth, senor. I testify.
Rita, did you kill him?
You are calling me a liar?
Don't raise your voice to me, sir. I'm interested in the truth. And if you've told the truth, you've nothing to fear.
And by whose authority do you propose to question?
Rita, did you shoot Bill Carroll?
Very well. Speak, Rita. Tell him.
I'm talking to her, Dr. Coleman. Please don't interrupt.
I'm only trying to help.
I don't need any assistance. Rita, did you shoot Bill Carroll?
Dr. Coleman. Dr. Coleman.
Yes, Rita. Talk to him. Tell him.
Did you shoot Bill Carroll?
Bill Carroll? I do not remember it, Bill Carroll.
The man is asking you a question, Rita. Answer him. Did you kill Bill Carroll?
Yes. Yes. I shot him.
Well, my meddlesome friend, are you satisfied now?
Hello, Captain Etivera, please. Thank you. Hello, Captain. Frank Chandler. No, I had no luck on Dr. Bauer so far. Yes, I will. Captain, have you questioned this girl, Rita Gomez, on the murder of Bill Carroll? Yes. Self-defense. I see. You've released her. Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, I certainly will. Goodbye. Hey, let her go, Erica.
Chandler, why are you so concerned? It was obviously murder in self-defense and...
Erica, is it possible that Dr. Coleman and Dr. Bauer could be the same person?
Oh, there's not the slightest resemblance.
Plastic surgery?
Well, even so.
Well, what about his walk, his carriage?
No. What makes you think...
Rita, I could sense that she didn't say a word.
Well, I do not understand. She confessed.
I'm willing to bet my last shirt that Coleman is in charge of that girl's mind. I could sense it. He's done something to her. He's smashed her will, broken her resistance, reduced her to mental slavery.
But how?
A man like Bauer, who has experimented on human beings... Of course, he must be Bauer.
But he does not look like Bauer.
Erica, there are certain things that can't be altered by plastic surgery. You're a dentist. How about his teeth?
Well, in 1940, Bauer came to my office. He had a badly abscessed left upper third molar. I remember.
What about it?
The butcher of Buchenwald. What a frightful physical coward he was. He was in mortal fear of the dentist. He could not tolerate the slightest pain. I saved the tooth by a gold inlay.
Aragon, if you saw this inlay, could you recognize it as your work?
Oh, certainly. But how could I get to examine
it? Leave that to me. If I have to, I'll knock his teeth out. Velasquez, what do you know about this Dr. Coleman?
Very little. He seems to be an excellent fellow.
And I have a suspicion that in reality he's Dr. Bauer.
Impossible.
Why do you say that?
Go on. Why, indeed, all things are possible. Interesting. But how...
Erica filled his tooth back in Germany. She could recognize her work.
How fortunate we are.
But she would have to examine his teeth.
It poses a difficulty.
Well, you're an ingenious fellow, Velasquez. Why don't you and Erica discuss the problem and see?
Well, where will you be?
Well, I have an important conference at the American Embassy.
I will give thought to the matter.
Fine. I hope you'll come up with some idea by the time I return.
Rely on me, Chandu. When you return, the problem will no longer exist.
Should have occurred to me.
Extract the tooth.
No. No. Come in.
Room service. Your coffee, senor.
Put it down and get out.
This package is for the young lady.
For me?
Si, senorita.
Oh, a phonograph record from Bill Carroll. Bill Carroll.
He must have sent it before. Probably some admirer of yours, Sarita.
May I play the record, Doctor?
Certainly, my dear. Velasquez, what shall
we... Extract the tour!
No. Anesthetics do not affect me. I could not bear the pain.
Well, my friend, there is only one other solution. If you will not remove the tooth, I will be forced to remove Erika.
What can do?
He's gone for the day.
But shooting will cause suspicion.
Bah! You think I am limited to firearms? I, my friend, am a virtuoso. There are other ways.
Señor Velázquez, has anything happened?
Come to the window. There is something outside I would like you to see.
What?
Let me open the window.
Well, what is it? What is it?
The pavement. 8 stories below us. But
what is so interesting down there?
Why don't you go down and see?
Nothing will help you.
Chandu! Chandu!
He is gone. He is in the embassy.
Who told you?
You did. You said... Chandu.
That'll be...
Chandu.
That'll be enough for Velasquez.
You hit Velasquez. I teach you.
Chandu, he has a gun.
Drop it. Drop it, Velasquez. Pick it up, Erika.
Chandu, it was all in humor. I would not have...
Pick up the telephone.
The telephone?
Call Dr. Coleman, or Bauer, whichever you call him.
But I...
And tell him exactly what I say to him.
But you cannot force me.
No, I have a pistol, and you try to throw me out of the window. Listen to Chandu.
Hello?
Coleman.
Velasquez. Have you...
Yes. There was a terrible accident. She fell out of the window.
Ah, now I am safe. There is no possible way to identify me. Good work, Velasquez. Rita, you keep playing that record over and over. Turn it off.
Oh, please, I must hear it again, Dr. Coleman. It is trying to tell me something.
Turn it off.
I heard it once before. I was dancing.
Turn it off.
No, you broke my record.
Yes?
I was dancing. I was at a party. A dance. The music was
Rita,
playing.
Rita, there is no music. There is no music.
I hear it. I was in the United States the night before I left for home. I met you on the boat. I was seasick. You were a doctor. You said you would cure me. But I have been sick ever since.
Rita, stop it.
No, I remember. My plantation, you took me there. I'm beginning to remember. Those men, you hired men to work. What happened to the rubber, to the money? I signed papers. What did they say?
Shut up, you little fool.
Keep talking, Rita. It's fascinating.
Chandu.
Dr. Bauer?
Bauer, I am Coleman.
Indeed.
You cannot prove it.
I can by your tooth.
She is dead. The dentist is dead.
I'll see that you stand trial as a war criminal.
How can you prove I am Bauer? There is no one who can identify me.
I can. I heard people call him Bauer.
In that case, both of you, your hands up.
Did you have to frighten her with a pistol? She's fainted.
Better for her. She will feel no pain.
I wish I could say the same for you.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Your jaw. It's starting to swell.
Huh?
Your jaw is swelling. It's popping out. That tooth, the one Erika filled, the third left upper molar.
What are you saying?
Your tooth. You can't stand the pain.
My tooth. You're working on my mind. I know your tricks. I've also worked with the mind. I can feel the noise in my head. It will not work.
You have worked on the mind for evil. You never really understood it.
I will kill you now, Chandu.
How can you kill me? Your tooth, it's exploding with pain. The agony brings tears to your eyes. You can't even see me.
I will kill you.
Go ahead.
Stand still.
You're blind, Coleman. Blind with unbearable pain.
My tooth. Do something. Stop it. I cannot stand the pain.
You need a dentist.
No. No dentist. I'm afraid.
Afraid? A big boy like you? Let me take you to a dentist.
No, I will not go.
Then I'll bring one here. The same one who fixed your tooth before.
But she's dead.
Open wider, please.
Erika, you...
Open wider, please, Dr. Bauer. That is it, thank
you. Do not hurt me. Do not hurt me. I'm afraid of that.
I did not hurt you the last time.
Erica, you're dead.
Open wider, please.
No. No, you're dead.
She's the only one who can help you.
That is my Inley. He is power.
I don't do something. It is killing me. It is killing me.
Well. Well, do you feel better, Dr. Barn?
Yes. I do not know.
Add this gun, Thicken.
Very good disguise, Bauer. But you should have done something about your teeth. A good dentist always knows his own inlays.
My tooth, it hurts me.
Chung, how is the young girl?
Well, she'll be all right. When she recovers consciousness, she'll be able to tell us about Bill Carroll's murder and some other interesting activities of Bauer's.
You have no right to accuse me. You have no proof. I demand an attorney. I demand immediate...
I advise you to keep your mouth shut.
This is democracy. You cannot keep me from talking. I have a right to open my mouth, and I will...
I would advise you to close it. After all, there's a dentist in the room.
In a few moments, we will bring you a glimpse of next week's story.
In the field of entertainment, the top of success is difficult to reach. First, you must pass the test of ability and experience, and then crash through the gate marked opportunity. Every day, hundreds try and fall by the wayside. Some fail to enter because of lack of talent. Others beat in vain, but never get that one big opening. That's where ABC's great Thursday night program, Ted Mack and the Original Amateur Hour, comes to the rescue. You see, each week, over 300 applicants are screened. Of these, a dozen or more are chosen as the tops in talent. For these, the golden gate of opportunity swings wide when the Original Amateur Hour gives them the chance to be heard by the radio, stage, motion picture, and television showmen of the nation, and above all, by you. Don't forget to listen to the Original Amateur Hour over your ABC station tomorrow night. And now for next week's story. He used to say, I wouldn't commit a murder for $1 million. And for a while he was safe enough. Nobody took him up on it. But then someone walked into his office and put the money on his desk. Fresh, clean, green bills. How could he turn it down? Would you? Would you if you could count the money, hold it, put it in your pocket? John Doe the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Sam Dan. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Others in the cast were Bryna Rayburn, Leon Janney, and Sandus Ortega. Music by Albert Berman. Sound effects, Keen Crockett and Harold Johnson. This is a Cyril Armbrister production. All names, characters, and events on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is accidental. We invite you to listen next week to Mystery, Intrigue, Magic.
John Doe, the Magician.
ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.